This is ExpertHR.com, your go-to HR compliance resource for federal, state, and municipal law. I'm David Weisenfeld for ExpertHR.com, published by Reed Business Information and proudly partnered with LexisNexis. Today's podcast comes to you straight from the SHRM convention in Atlanta and features a look at some of the top social media issues bedeviling employers today. Karen Michael is a Richmond, Virginia employment attorney who heads up her own employment law training and consulting business. Michael spoke at SHRM about the social media landscape and called the combination of employees and social media a toxic combination, with which the law has totally failed to keep up. Following her presentation, I spoke with Michael about some key lessons when it comes to employer use of social media. Karen, I know with all of the different traps there are for employers, it's hard to boil it down, but if you could, what's the biggest misconception that employers have when it comes to social media?
Well, I think the biggest misconception is the confusion around what you can look for online and what you can't, and whether or not you can terminate employees for their online usage. And public and private employers have very different issues. Of course, public employers have to worry about the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment, and private employers have to really focus on the National Labor Relations Act. But employers are just very confused about what they can look for and then what they can do with the information once they find it.
Do you think that private employers are unaware that the National Labor Relations Board could potentially come after them, even if they're not unionized?
I think most private employers who are not unionized do not realize the consequences of having your employees engage in protected activity and then taking action against them. I don't think most private employers who are non-unionized even understand what protected concerted activity is because they're not involved with it because they don't have a union. And the National Labor Relations Board is extremely active on this topic.
And with that concern and also the worries about employees sharing confidential information or seeing them engaging in activity that perhaps the employer shouldn't have access to, is an employer perhaps better off steering clear of social media and getting involved in that in terms of recruiting and things of that nature?
Well, I think social media is only going to get bigger, and employers need to understand with the dribble of law that's coming out, keeping up with that, but they need to understand that they do have to be active in managing the employees' use of social media. And I do think that they need to know to see what there is to be seen. And when they're aware of something, they are required to act on it. You're dealing with harassment, with people who are alleging workplace violence. There are a lot of things going on, and we know that a lot of our coworkers are, quote, friends with each other on Facebook. So it is impacting the workplace. So employers can't just put their head in the sand and say, we're just not going to deal with it. They have to understand what the rules are and develop sound policies that are legal around those issues so that they can act when necessary.
And if you had just one final piece of advice for attendees at this conference concerning social media, what would it be?
It would be to stay abreast of the hot topics and to read with care the National Labor Relations Board May 30th guidance, because that covers and really shows what the how far-reaching the National Labor Relations Board is really going to go on these policies.
We also got the perspective of one of the HR attendees in the audience as well. What's your biggest concern as someone who works in the HR field when it comes to social media?
Well, I guess it's a dual concern. My first concern is obviously managers being friends with their subordinates online. That's definitely a concern because, you know, our culture is one that's very close-knit, and we have a lot of people who have been with the credit union for a very, very long time. There's a lot of trust there. Our culture is very open. So, you know, it's hard to tell people not to be friends with their employees because we don't want to kind of kill the great stuff that we have going on. As a recruiter in the organization, I have a lot of concern because there's just not enough case study for me to know whether or not it's appropriate to look for people's information on different websites.
I'm David Weisenfeld. That's all the time we have today, but we hope you've enjoyed this ExpertHR.com podcast. Continue listening to our daily podcasts from the 2012 SHRM Convention in Atlanta. and continue checking our website as well for more information about hot-button employment topics affecting the HR world.
The opinions expressed in this program do not represent legal advice, nor should they necessarily be taken as the views of Expert HR or its employees. ExpertHR.com is published by Reed Business Information and is proudly partnered with LexisNexis. For more information about Expert HR and our subscription offering, call us toll-free at 1-855-973-7847. Again, that's 1-855-973-7847. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved.